Tonight we celebrate God from all eternity, the self-existent One, holy, utterly unique, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, eternal, unchanging, without beginning or end, the creator of all that exists, perfect, the second person of the one triune God, enjoying perfect relationship with his Father and with the Spirit throughout eternity. God became human. God came down. God with us. Remaining what he was, he became what he was not. Continuing to possess all the attributes of God, he became human, conceived in the womb of a virgin. Born in a shepherd's cave in Bethlehem, wrapped in strips of cloth and placed in a stone food trough for animals. The eternal Word, who was with God and who was himself God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Is your heart filled with wonder tonight? Are you amazed that he came? That he stooped so low? Philippians 2 says, Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. The wonder of the incarnation. This is staggering. Emmanuel, God with us. The infinite, the eternal creator of all that exists, condescended to be born into his creation. This should cause our jaws to drop in awe and wonder. But what should cause us even more amazement is why he came. In Mark chapter 2, Jesus had invited a loathed sellout Jew working for the Roman IRS as a tax collector to be one of his inner circle, closest followers. He is at Levi or Matthew's house, goes by both names, and it says this in Mark 2 verse 15, as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Think, and we don't have the same scenario. We're not under Roman oppression taking money for the emperor that we didn't choose. Think pimps, prostitutes, drug lords, traffickers, politicians, the lowest of the low, dishonest, despised, the worst, the scum of the earth. Jesus was enjoying a meal with the likes of these. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Not only is it staggering that God came down, lowered himself to become human, to become part of his creation, but he came for sinners. He came to associate himself with the ones who had rebelled most blatantly against him and brought ruin and chaos and ugly and pain and disorder into his beautiful and good creation. These are the ones he chose to spend time with. He came as Emmanuel, God with us. With us. You and I, He came for sinners. He came for the sick. He came for those with nothing to offer Him. Do you find yourself tonight in that company? Now, likely not many of us here tonight are drug dealers, child abusers, pornographers, murderers. But do you really feel that you are that much better? You see, Jesus said, you've heard it was said, do not commit adultery, but I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You've heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to the judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to the judgment. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but how many murderers, how many adulterers, according to Jesus' standard, are in the room? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Are you amazed that he came for you? The Word became flesh. He did not come with the law. We condemned ourselves already. He came with grace. Grace toward the undeserving. Grace is God's favor and kindness toward those who didn't earn it and don't deserve it. And I don't deserve it. I deserve only His wrath, His justice. But He came for the broken. He came for the outcast. He came for the sick, for sinners. He came for those who don't deserve it. He came to seek and to save the lost. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This is amazing grace. Jesus was born to die on a cross for your sins. My iniquity, your iniquity was laid on him. He came to pay my price, to die as my substitute. He came to die the death that I deserve so that I can now enjoy what I don't deserve, eternity in relationship with him. Have you come to him tonight to receive? Jesus is the greatest gift, and we can offer him nothing in exchange. If you knew the gift of God, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. So come. Tonight, come. Come to Jesus, not with something to give, but simply to receive. Come needy. Come broken. Come desperate. Come with nothing to offer, but everything to gain. Come, receive the gift of relationship with him. Come and you will receive grace upon grace upon grace. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending your only son. We pray I pray tonight that we would stand in awe of you, Jesus. That our minds and our hearts would be staggered by the reality that you, eternal God, became human, took on flesh, so that as a man, you could die in my place for my sins. You came to be with me. You came to pursue relationship with me. Lord, I pray for everyone in the room, everyone online watching, that we would come to you with nothing in our hands to bring, simply to the cross we cling, recognizing that that's what we deserve, and you paid the price in full. And you give us the gift of relationship, eternal life in relationship with you forever. Thank you for such an immeasurably great gift. Help our hearts to overflow in worship to you tonight. In Jesus' name.